Chapter 1. In every city and province, lists of the disloyal have been compiled. Laurence Olivier as Marcus Crassus. In the caucus room of the old House office building, the House Committee of Un-American Activities, HUAC, was gaveled to order by Congressman J. Parnell Thomas, Republican of New Jersey. It was Tuesday, October 28, 1947. 10 men, motion picture writers and directors, had been called before the committee to testify about their current and prior political affiliations. 9 of them were screenwriters: Dalton Trumbo, Albert Maltz, Ring Lardner Jr., Lester Cole, Alva Bessie, Herbert Biberman, John Howard Lawson, Samuel Ornitz, and Adrian Scott. One was a director, Edward Dmytryk. These men, the so-called unfriendly 10, viewed the HUAC investigation itself as an un-American violation of their First Amendment rights of free speech and free association, and they intended to say so publicly. The first witness on that cold October day was Dalton Trumbo. He raised his right hand and was asked if he would swear to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Trumbo replied, "I do." Yet it quickly became apparent to fair-minded Americans that the only truth desired by the committee, which included an unknown freshman congressman named Richard M. Nixon, was anything, whether true or not, that confirmed their predetermined verdict of these 10 men guilty. Seated directly behind Trumbo in the crowded chamber were members of the Committee for the First Amendment, a Hollywood group created to provide support for the subpoenaed witnesses. The delegation of film stars that flew to Washington, D.C. on a private plane provided by Howard Hughes included Humphrey Bogart and his young wife, Lauren Bacall, as well as Gene Kelly, Danny Kaye, John Garfield, and John Huston. I knew Lauren Bacall from New York. I first met her on a cold winter day in 1940 when we were both struggling students at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. She was only 16 years old, just entering the academy. I was a senior, an older man of 23. She was Betty Joan Persky back then. She's still Betty to me now. Bacall, with a take-no-prisoners honesty that defines her to this day, bluntly described in her autobiography what she saw playing out in front of her in that room. When witnesses such as Dalton Trumbo were asked, "Are you a member of the Communist Party?" and refused to answer, they were exercising their rights as defined in the Bill of Rights. They wouldn't answer whether they were members of the Screenwriters Guild either. Political affiliation was not the business of the committee, and Thomas was gavel-happy. I couldn't believe what was going on. That jerk sitting up there with his title had the power to put these men in jail. J. Parnell Thomas threw down the gauntlet to every witness who came before his committee, thundering, the chairman, "Are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?" "Mr. Trumbo, I believe I have the right to be confronted with any evidence which supports this question." What the arrogant chairman hadn't expected was a witness as verbally agile and combative as Dalton Trumbo. The chairman: "Oh, well, you would." Mr. Trumbo: "Yes." The chairman: "Well, you will pretty soon." Pounding gavel: "The witness is excused. Impossible." Mr. Trumbo: "This is the beginning." The chairman, pounding the gavel: "Just a minute." Mr. Trumbo: "Of an American concentration camp for writers." The chairman: "This is typical communist tactics. This is typical communist tactics." Pounding gavel. That officious bastard Thomas whacked his gavel, and Dalton Trumbo was dragged away. But those hearings were no joke. Dalton Trumbo and the other unfriendly 10 literally lost their freedom. They would all be sent to jail for contempt of Congress. At this point in my life, I was still an up-and-coming...